47.
Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be celebrating Mother's Day weekend here with a very cool story that you can check out at edmunds.com. It's the top 10 vehicles for moms who hate minivans, and we have a very special guest standing by to tell us all about that story. Also coming up in this hour of the program, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. He's the gentleman who is about to launch a new television show. I know he did some shooting this week, and we'll hear about that as well as about some of his other adventures this past week. Along the way, you can get a hold of us in the usual fashions, either via the email. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O, or you can call into our toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Don't forget, I'm giving away some of those wash drop samples, the very eco-friendly, very cool high-tech product that allows you to wash your car with one single bucket of water. So if you'd like some of those free wash drops, just drop me a line at Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Joining us right now on the Auto World guest lines, it's my pleasure to welcome from Edmunds.com feature editor Carol Locknett. Carol, welcome back to Auto World. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is a big weekend. I know in my own household here, my mother-in-law is going to be coming from New Jersey, and my own wife is a mom as well, as we have a two-year-old, so it's a big Mother's Day weekend, and this is a great story that you've written for Edmunds.com. Top 10 vehicles for moms who hate minivans. It seems like in recent years, the minivan has definitely lost favor among a lot of young moms and really a large part of the automotive marketplace, I'd say. They still sell them, but nowhere near in the numbers that they did back in the 1980s.
Well, maybe the novelty's worn off a little bit, and I think that nobody likes to feel that because they have a certain position in life, mom, dad, soccer coach, that you're automatically slotted into some particular vehicle. And dads don't like to think that they have to hand in their cool car just because they had a child. Well, moms often feel the same way. And let's face it, minivans have a lot of things going for them. Cool may not be always the first adjective you think of when you think of a minivan.
That is so true. Well, let's take a look at this top 10 list that you put together for moms who hate minivans, doing it in David Letterman style, beginning with number 10, the Volvo XC60. This is quite a good offering with an awful lot of attention to safety.
It is, and I should just hesitate. I should just hasten to point out that our list is not really ranked. It's 10 vehicles. They're listed alphabetically, so it's not like there's 9 vehicles better than the Volvo.
Okay.
It just happened to occupy the last spot on the list in the alphabet. But yes, the Volvo XC60 is really a great choice for moms who want to have every single safety base covered. It did really great in crash tests. It has a lot of really interesting and innovative safety features. It has Volvo's City Safety, which is the low-speed collision avoidance system. It has a pedestrian detection system in it, so which may on the surface sound a little silly. You can see the pedestrians in front of you, can't you? But if somebody darts out, it has the ability to sort of recognize that there's a pedestrian there and stop the car if you're not stopping fast enough. There's also an attention monitor that will help if the driver appears to be drowsing at the wheel. So tons of safety features. The car is also really comfortable, and it looks pretty great.
It definitely does, and that driver attention monitor is quite unique.
It is. You'll find them in a couple cars now, but certainly not in most. And, you know, if you happen to be someone who has lots of long driving to do, I'm thinking now of parents who might have kids on teams that drive long distances in order to be in tournaments and stuff, and you don't have anybody to spell you on the driving, that can be a nice feature.
Another vehicle appearing on this vehicle list from Edmunds.com for top 10 vehicles for moms who hate minivans is the largest of the Prius family. This is the Prius V.
Right. What we like about this is that it has the best of both worlds, in that it's big enough to accommodate sort of a station wagon-sized family need, but you don't sacrifice the really excellent fuel economy that you would come to expect in a Prius. So it's 44 city, 40 highway, and 42 combined MPG. It's a top pick for its class and fuel economy. Lots of capacity for passengers. Its back seat slides fore and aft to allow for, as we say, palatial rear legroom. And there's lots of cargo capacity in this vehicle as well.
Also on the list is a very cool all-wheel drive offering from Subaru, which is the Outback. Subaru is definitely growing in popularity. I know where I'm based here in the Northeast, they do extremely well, and certainly this latest generation of the Outback is the best one to date.
Yeah, people who love the outdoor lifestyle really, really love the Outback, and it's great not only for its ability to carry a lot of people, but to handle pretty much any terrain that you put in front of it. So snow, I have friends who ski, and they swear by their car, and there's room to load lots of people in there for a ski weekend or longer.
Also appearing on the list is one of my favorite sport utilities in the world. It's a performance sport utility, which is available in a wide variety of guises and power plants. It's the Porsche Cayenne, and this is quite a capable vehicle, Carol. Lots of folks don't realize that this is a true off-road vehicle, but also a great driver's vehicle as well.
Right. Well, we say that the Porsche Cayenne is what well-heeled 911 drivers move on to when they become parents. So you'll see lots of folks out there on the highways, and you just know that there was a 911 in their past, and they have not had to compromise when it comes to driving dynamics or luxury when they move into the Cayenne. It's the lucky kid who gets to be carted around in a Cayenne in
his
very
kidding.
Young life, I would say.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly. Also appearing on the list here is a car that I've always had a warm, fuzzy feeling about. I've always been a fan of the Kia Soul. We've seen a new Kia Soul just unleashed recently, and the one thing that's spectacular about the Soul is, number one, it's relatively inexpensive with a base price of a little less than $15,000, but it's very well put together and has a lot of youthfulness, and as you write here, it's very spunky.
It is. It's got a unique style and look, and I think that, you know, if you're afraid that motherhood means that you have to suddenly be decked out in gingham aprons, the Kia Soul will definitely help you feel like you can hold on to, you know, the other part of your life that you don't want to give up just because you became a mom.
Also from Kia on the list is the Optima. Kia is certainly a brand which has really transformed itself in the last decade or so, and I'm a particular fan of their designer now, President Peter Schreier, and he has really injected a lot of style, a lot of personality, a lot of elegance, and a lot of upscale look to these relatively affordable vehicles.
Yeah, people, when they see the Kia Optima on the road, first they don't know what it is, and then their second shocked reaction is that it's a Kia. Kia's had to live down a reputation, and I think they finally may be breaking free of it, certainly for people who are open-minded enough to look at what the car is really bringing rather than what it might have brought in the not-so-brilliant past of the mark. But yeah, if you don't have a big family, if you have just a moderate sized family,
hold that thought, Carol. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are The GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Back here on Auto World, our tunnel telephone number is 855-660-4261. Our very special guest is Carol Locknett from Edmunds.com, where she is a feature editor, and we're telling you all about a really cool article that you can check out at Edmunds.com. It's called The Top 10 Vehicles for Moms Who Hate Minivans, and we're running down the list here, and these are not ranked in any particular order. They're just the 10 that the folks at Edmunds have selected, and we were talking about number 5 on the list alphabetically, and that's the Kia Optima. And Carol, you were saying that lots of folks who see this vehicle on the road don't really recognize it as being a Kia, and also the fact that the Kia brand has really rebounded, not unlike its sister company Hyundai. When you stop and think about the Hyundai years here in North America, they came in 1986 with the Excel and had great success, and then by the early 90s they almost exited the North American marketplace, and here we are 20 years later and Hyundai is doing great, and its sister company Kia has really carved out a niche and a style of its own.
Yep, definitely sex appeal, lots of great amenities for really, really reasonable prices. It's a great car, for families to choose, provided that they're not huge families. Obviously, you're not going to put 8 people in this vehicle, but with a smaller family, it's a great car to drive and does what it needs to do and looks great doing it.
And it's got lots of standard features at a very modest price, so this vehicle is definitely a smart value. Another vehicle on the list here is from the General Motors. This is the GMC Arcadia, and this is quite a large crossover, but very capable. Tell us all about it, Carol.
It is, and you know, some families have the necessity of lots of space, and some families have the necessity to go do a lot of shopping because they have a large family. So they spend a lot of time at big box stores buying all the things that big families need, and the Arcadia can definitely handle all of that, carrying a lot of passengers, excellent cargo space. It's a good-looking car with a smooth ride. It's a terrific companion both around town and on long trips. It'll hold up to 8 passengers and has, as we said, a pretty massive cargo area, tailor-made for those excursions to IKEA.
Very good. This would be definitely at home at IKEA, as well as you say, Sam's Club and BJ's and Costco and all the other big box stores. And it's definitely one of the better offerings in the crossover range. Another very cool vehicle here on the list is from Ford. It's the Ford Flex. I've always been a fan of the Flex. It's sold very well in California, but it has struggled a little bit here in other parts of North America. But this vehicle is very unique and offers an extremely roomy cabin.
It's roomy. It looks spectacular on the outside. I just love its proportions, its profile. The exterior styling is very cool, and if anything, they've just improved it over the last year or so. So it has a sort of boxy, low profile that makes it a really nice alternative to the profiles that you so often see on family vehicles. I don't know. It sort of reminds me of a grown-up, fast-forwarded sort of woody in the way, even though there's wood on it, but it has kind of that feel to it, and it's got tons of room. You can seat up to 7 passengers in it, tons of optional features, including an automated parking system that offers guidance in parallel parking situations. On some trim levels, I believe you can still get a little tiny refrigerator unit, which is it'll hold, you know, a couple sandwiches and a couple of bottles of Coke or other beverage. So that's nice to have along for a family that is into chanting, "Are we there yet?"
That's so true, and that's a great feature, and of course it's available with lots of cool technology from Ford. You can get it with the 3.5 liter EcoBoost V6 engine, and of course the sync system and lots of other goodies, and as we've said, this vehicle can hold up to 7 passengers in quite a bit of comfort. Number 2 on the list alphabetically here is another Ford vehicle. This is the all-new Escape, and this vehicle seems to be doing extremely well.
Yeah, Yeah, and it was worth the wait. It had been around in its previous iteration for a while, and so now that we have the new Escape, it looks great. It performs really well. As we point out, that some of its rivals, like the Honda CR-V, has just one engine. The Escape offers buyers the opportunity to choose from several different engines. It has other attributes that families really appreciate, such as strong fuel economy, as you said, sort of a hallmark of Ford, lots of tech features. So we think it's perfect for the hardworking mom who is constantly multitasking and wants to look great doing it.
Yes, and it's available with a number of different engines, and you can also get the Ford EcoBoost technology in this vehicle, and it's very much decked out with a lot of great infotainment features, the sync system, and you can get the Ford MyTouch system, so this is good for those high-tech moms as well.
Right, which I think increasingly is most moms. I mean, they need to stay in touch. They've got, you know, kids hither and yon, and they want to make sure that they can be in touch with them. So, you know, Sync and MyFord Touch are great options to have. Also, I think that the full line of Ford now has the MyKey feature. So as your kids grow up and come into that stage where they're going to be driving, you can use MyKey in order to sort of customize the car to help them be safer, better drivers. So you can set speed limits. You can set it up so that the radio won't play until the seatbelt's buckled. It has just some thoughtful features in it that may, at least at first, annoy kids who don't want to feel like they're being babysat while they're driving away from their parents, but it gives parents some peace of mind as well.
It sure does. It's a very innovative piece of technology. Rounding out the list here of the top 10 vehicles for moms who hate minivans is a crossover from BMW. They actually don't call them crossovers. They call them SAVs, and BMW speaks sport activity of vehicles. And the X3, this is the second generation of the X3, and again, raises the bar over the first generation significantly.
Yeah, a gorgeous car. And if 9/11 drivers have to graduate or want to graduate into Cayennes, I say this is where BMW 3 Series, 5 Series drivers go when they have to make a change in their life to accommodate a growing family. But it's a beautiful car. It drives beautifully. It is a true sporting experience, but it has all the spaciousness and amenities that you need to handle offspring. Really crisp handling. Its reflexes are very sharp, and it's really a delight on the road. It truly is gorgeous. We had one in the fleet for a while, which had just the most striking color combination, sort of a metallic brownish-gray exterior and a beautiful wine-colored interior. We had people fighting for the keys.
Well, Carol, thank you. As usual, everybody check out this great article at Edmunds.com. And, Carol, great job as usual. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Bob. It's been a pleasure.
We'll take a pit stop, and then it's the gentleman known as the old car guy himself. I'm Bob Lai.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
North America. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com, also boblongradio.com, the network's website, gcnlive.com, where you can listen to this program on demand or in archive form or podcast form. We've got all kinds of goodies for you at gcnlive.com. Joining us now on the program is one of our regular contributors. He is the gentleman with the great website, theoldcarguys.com, and a television show he's working on. And the gentleman's name is Don Jones. Don, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing, Don?
Oh, I'm doing extremely well, Bob.
Very good. You've had a busy week. Give us a little update on some of the things that you've been doing.
Well, we finally met this fellow John up in Eastern Central Illinois, and John has several hundred thousand dollars worth of new old stock baby bird parts, which are 55 to 57 Thunderbird parts, and early, 64 through 74 Mustang parts. And I'm not sure how he acquired it all, but this showed me just tons and tons of remarkably nice parts. And we're in the process today and tomorrow and probably Monday of getting as much of it up on the website as we can. He also had a number of dual quad manifolds and three deuce manifolds and Paxton superchargers for not only the older T-Birds, but the Cobra cars, the 60s, and the big block Chevrolet racing engines of the later 60s, 427s and the 390s and whatnot. So just an amazing amount of parts that he's accumulated over the years. But what was even more remarkable is some of the cars that he showed us. And was a car that he called the Phantom Hawk, which was kind of a one-of-a-kind car that was built on a Ford chassis, 1934 Ford chassis, and powered by a Ford 302, but apparently had been sitting somewhere for the last 20 or 30 years and looked like it. So he was in the process of trying to restore that, and then had a car even more remarkable than that. And that was the 1935 Harris Speedster. It was a one-of-a-kind car that was built by a fellow by the name of Ben Harris back in about 1934 through 36. And it was kind of the prototype for all the sports cars to come after that. And the engine was extremely remarkable because it combined two Austin engines into a V design, sharing the same crank, similar to some of those fire truck engines that we talked about before.
Wow, that's
really
unusual.
I've never
seen
anything quite like it.
Absolutely. I've never heard of that in anything outside of what we talked about before, a fire vehicle, a fire truck, so very unusual design.
Yeah, the engine was designed back about 1932, by a fellow by the name of Swindler, put it together just to try to get more power out of the Austin engines, and it never really caught on, and only a couple of them were designed or manufactured, but there seems to still be a couple of them out there. I did a web search and found a couple of them, and found another fellow who recreated it from the plans.
Oh, that's very cool. And how did you learn about it?
We looked at that, and then we came back to St. Louis, and we were going to visit one of our potential clients up at AIM, Archway International Motorcycles. And on the way up there, we came across a body shop, and we kind of thought we'd do a cold call and walked in and talked to the fella, and he ended up looking at a couple of 1937 Dodge panel trucks and an Avante and an old pickup truck I could get a lot of parts to fix my van with.
Oh, that's great. So you never know what you're going to walk into, Don.
So,
it's like
been a pretty good week so far, and we're looking forward to working with our TV crew this coming week, talking to Doc Brown down in Atlanta. Was telling me that he's just about finished with the pilot. We've had a couple of inquiries from a couple of our friends that have contacted some of the companies that produce those films, and hopefully we'll be talking to a distribution company soon.
Oh, that sounds great. A lot of work goes into doing any kind of media thing, whether it's television or radio, and I'm sure, Don, that the days that you've done shoots, they've been long, exhausting days.
Oh, just our time with John. We ended up spending 8 hours just talking to him and shooting the stuff in the garage. And he's only about 130 miles from St. Louis, but because of the flooding along the Mississippi River, it was over a three-hour ride up and back each way. So it got to be almost a 12-hour day.
Yeah, that will take a toll, definitely. For those of our listeners who haven't visited your website, theoldcarguys.com, what kind of things can folks find there?
Well, just about anything that has to do with vintage transportation. We started out kind of pinned down to just automobiles, but just this week we've expanded into vintage motorcycles, and we have a number of scooters and motorcycles, go-karts, electric cars, mostly three-quarter, mostly hobby cars, not exactly something you'd want to run to the store in. So we're starting to put that stuff on. All related items, we're starting to put signs. We've got a client with six or seven old gas pumps that those will be on hopefully in the next few days. And since we're dealing with so many shops that are selling things, we've decided to create a page just for our client engine rebuilders and body shops. And I think we've got clients now in four states, so we've added that. We get calls asking people if we rebuild cars, and if we don't, who can do it for them? So we're trying to find the I don't know, I can't really say the best, but the better ones. And I think depending on where the folks are, I think our potential customers will find that they are going to be very good. And some of them have been referred to as Rembrandts on their ability to build things. Now, for instance, one of them is building a car for a very famous oil family out in New York, and he's already spent a little over 200,000 hours on building the car for him.
I'm not surprised. It can get very, very expensive, any kind of custom build or even a real high-end restoration. Don Jones is with us from the oldcarguys.com. Don has got a very cool website that you should check out, whether you're looking for a classic vehicle, a unique vehicle, or a vintage vehicle. It's the one-stop shop for anything old iron. And Don's also in the process of putting together a television show. And Don, what a originally prompted you to go for the TV? What gave you the idea of turning your business, your website, into a TV show?
Well, actually, it kind of grows on you as you go, let's say. What the truth is that I used to visit the garage where my friend Shots and my friend Dennis were working on my cars.
All right, hold that thought. When we come back on the other side, we'll get the full answer from Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. If you've got a question, it's 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being with us. My name is Bob Long. Don Jones, one of our regular contributors, is with us. He's got the great website, theoldcarguys.com, and Don is in the midst of putting together a television show based on his life, based on the business, the website, and before that hard network break, Don, I was asking you a little bit about how the idea of the television show got its start. So why don't you begin at the beginning and tell us, go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it was kind of a bit of a lark. I would go down and visit the guys who were working in my car, Schatz and Dennis, who lived half a block, or their shop was half a block from my house. And we would sit around after closing time and talk about different things on cars and just some of the characters that came in the garage, and I just kind of commented that it would make a good TV show, and how each of us would play a role in it, and we'd have to find somebody like my grandson to be the kid that was sleeping under the car and whatnot for the comedy relief, and we kicked that around, and then I actually created the website to help Schatz out to sell a lot of the stuff that he had around the garage. And I did this as a payback to for him keeping my cars when I went off to active duty when I got called up as a reservist. And then it kind of spun off into me coming back after retiring, and we would run the website, sell what was around the garage. And then right after I retired, Schatz passed away, and we lost our storage area. So instead of buying things and selling them at a higher price, we find people that have things that want to sell, and we do a marketing strategy for them using the website and the internet, your radio show, and soon hopefully to be the TV show. We talk about what we have, how we find it, the adventures of finding it, and the interesting people that that own it.
And certainly you encounter lots of interesting people. Don, tell us a little bit about your own personal car collection. What have you got?
Uh-oh. Well, we're still working on the 52 panel truck, and it's coming along slowly. And then I have the 64 Barracuda that we need to get out and start taking to the car shows again. My girlfriend has a a 2003 red T-Bird that I look extremely good when she's driving you around in it. that's about all the real nice stuff, although I've had a couple cars the last few days that I'm kind of thinking about grabbing onto. Ran into a fellow who has a 54 two-door that's all subframed and has the new rear end in it and a setup for disc brakes in front, but it's needing an engine, and I just happen to have a couple of engines laying around that would fit right in, so I'm kind of thinking about maybe doing a Ford. But my problem is that if I get too much, nothing gets done. So I definitely want to get moving on the panel truck before I bite off on another one.
That makes sense. Absolutely, Don. Tell our listeners a little bit about how your website works. Can anybody list a vehicle or parts for sale?
Right. Anybody can come onto the website and pay $25 and list a car for 90 days. What we do for people that have large collections, and when I say large collections, that could be either automobiles or tractors or large amounts of parts, we come in and do a marketing strategy for them, take pictures, develop them one or more pages on the website under different categories, and then go about helping them sell the parts. We charge a small commission for that. People that we can't get to, or people that can do it for themselves, and just pay the $25 and put stuff up themselves, and they basically get most of the advantages of what we're offering, and that is bringing people to the website to look at vintage vehicles, vintage transportation means.
And it pretty much cuts across the board. It doesn't matter if you've got a entire classic car, or as you've been pointing out, you have a lot of folks who do business with you who are just like the gentleman that you picked up in Illinois recently that has lots of car parts hanging around.
Yes, yeah, we're finding more and more people that that somehow or other were able to accumulate incredibly large amounts of new parts. And we're trying to get them out there to the people that need them, and it's remarkable. On I don't know if I could call it luck or what, but I may be talking to a person in Georgia, for instance, that specializes in doing Mustangs, and a week later, someone like John calls that has the parts sitting on the shelf. And then he says, oh, by the way, I've got a buddy down the road that wants to talk to you that has 32 Mustangs in his backyard that he'd like to get rid of, and a couple of GT500s in the garage that he'd like for you to sell those for the big dollars for him. And so I do the head scratch, I jump in the car, and off we go for a day or two to do some shooting.
You've got an interesting place on your website called Beer Goddesses and Car Queens. Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. this may have to go to a PG-13 rating on your show, but it goes a couple ways. One is when we travel quite often, we'll end up at a restaurant or a bar and meet a nice-looking lady and end up taking her picture and adding it to our Beer Goddesses and Car Queen. It's also at car shows and other events where you just see nice-looking ladies. And before I retired, I had a guy walk in my office one day, and he said, hey, Don, I don't believe that I've ever been anywhere in the world that I haven't ran into somebody that knows you. And the guy just came back from Tokyo, Japan. And he said, yeah, sometimes they can't remember your name, but they say, Oh, yeah, the guy that collects all those pictures of the beer goddesses in Car Queens. And they say, yeah, that's him. So I had quite a reputation when I was with the Department of Defense for my ability to talk young ladies and to allow me to take their picture.
Very good. Don Jones is with us from the Old Car Guys. .com. You should check it out. He's got all kinds of cool cars up for sale on his website. Here's a 1968 Mustang, total frame off rebuild. This vehicle looks really cool. And here's a 69 Camaro SS, painted in the iconic orange with white stripes. Tell us a little bit about those vehicles, Don.
Well, the 68 belongs to the a fellow runs a shop down in Roswell, Georgia, a guy by the name of Eddie Moore. He just played football from Tennessee. He created his shop not for a business, but to have something to do with him and his three brothers. His brothers work for him, and he has a multi-million-dollar engineering company. They do water treatment and drinking water, putting into systems or redesigning systems. So the brothers were working for him, and he said every time the brothers come over, they're upset because of something at work. He said, I just wanted to do something where we were all together, not talking about the job. And he said, I did this, and all of a sudden he's creating these masterpieces of cars. He has a different recording artists around the Atlanta area that basically are always at the door for him to do another car for him. We'll be putting him under the shops here in a couple of days and showing some of just the beautiful cars that he's done. We've got a couple of Chevelles coming in. We've had a couple. We got a call from a fellow in Illinois who wants us to shoot a 72 Chevelle. And the one orange car that you see under that belongs to Eddie as well, but that's not for sale yet. I think he's doing that for his wife or her going to church car, as he calls it.
Wow, very cool stuff. Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. Thanks for stopping on by today, and we look forward to further updates from you next week.
Well, hopefully we'll be talking some heavy TV next week, because I know this radio guy that's got a segment in that first episode.
That's right. Thank you, Don. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.